The National Agricultural Statistics Service released its annual prospective plantings report Friday morning, and the report contained some major surprises, starting with corn acres. Steve Wyatt, chief of the NAS Statistics Division, says U.S. farmers plan to plant less corn this year, a lot less.
That's correct. We analyzed our survey data, and we're surprised also, but our survey data showed us that at this point in time, farmers intend to plant only 78 million acres of corn this year, and that's down from last year's crop, 5% less, and then quite a bit less than the analysts were expecting, about 2.5 million acres left.
Wyatt says the prospective plantings report shows farmers plan to switch many of those corn acres directly to soybeans.
Industry was expecting about a 74 million acre crop of soybeans, and we came in with a 76.9 million acre expected plantings for soybeans, which is quite a bit difference, and it's about a trade-off between corn and soybeans at this point with those acreages.
And according to Wyatt, high energy and input costs appear to have played an important role in the planting decisions of many ag producers.
The indications that we get from just comments around the country, the high fuel costs and high fertilizer costs are leading the U.S. farmers to switch to some of the less input intensive crops. Soybeans being one of those.
But Wyatt says corn and soybeans weren't the only surprises in the prospective plantings report. He says the sharp fall-off in Durham wheat acres also raised some eyebrows.
The Durham wheat was the surprise. Durham dropped quite a bit. It was quite a bit below, about 800,000 acres below what the industry expected. And that's probably due to some of the prices on expectations for Durham wheat. A lot of the Durham crop is up in North Dakota and North Dakota showed a big increase in corn and soybeans this time.
Of course, the prospective plantings report isn't the end of the story. Wyatt says a lot of what actually gets planted between now and June will depend on the weather.
In June, we'll have our final planted acreages, and we'll see if the farmers did, in fact, change their mind. Some of them do have some options from now till planting time to maybe switch from soybeans back to corn. In some of the years past, we've had some good open springs where the weather has been good, and farmers just continued to plant corn. And it depends on whether a farmer has the option to switch back and forth. So, it'll be interesting to see what we come up with in June.
NAS also released the quarterly grain stocks report Friday morning. Wyatt says that came in largely as expected. But he also says that report showed robust corn demand over the last quarter.
We did have for corn stocks, though, the largest disappearance on record from December to March. In December, we had corn stocks at 9.81 billion bushels, and for March 1, we came in at 6.99. So that's the biggest disappearance of record. Also coming in with the current supply, back in December, we had the largest supply coming in of record. So, that would be expected. And particularly with the utilization of corn with ethanol, that would be expected to have that big a drawdown.
Wyatt says that strong ethanol demand may be another factor that could motivate farmers to plant a few more acres to corn than now thought. NAS releases its actual planted acreage report on June 30th. Reporting for the National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Peter Shin.